I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Palestinians in Gaza and Israelis today marked 1,000 days since Hamas militants carried out their attack in Israel. It triggered a war that Joe Fetterman reports has transformed the entire region.
It led to wars in Lebanon and the joint U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. It also led to Iranian attacks on America's Arab allies. Ceasefires have been declared on all of these fronts, but these deals are moving ahead very slowly. Nowhere is that more evident than in Gaza. An October ceasefire halted the heaviest fighting, but little progress has been made since then. Reconstruction hasn't begun, and the vast majority of the territory's 2 million people live in harsh conditions in tent camps. A U.S.-led recovery process has barely gotten off of the ground, and in the meantime, Israel continues to carry out airstrikes nearly every day. It says these strikes are aimed at Hamas militants, but hundreds of civilians also have been killed.
The AP's Joe Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem, and I'm Ben Thomas.